Hey guys. So I've been pondering AI and the similarities between the programming of AI and us, the programming of the human being. And as far as I can make out, it's pretty much the same thing, but just in a different suit. So here we are, organic, carbon-based suit with a program versus AI that is a I don't know. I don't, what are computers made of? Metal? Also some carbon, maybe. I don't know. Whatever computers are made of. Non-organic. But essentially, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's kind of freaky when you think about it. Because even now, the research that comes out in terms of how your AI responds to you is based very much on the input you put in. Right, so there's these studies that say that the nicer you are to your AI, the nicer it is back. And the meaner you are to your AI, the meaner it is coming back at you. And then you think, oh, humanity is a bit like that, right? Like in general, we can trace back criminals, people who are kind of not very nice people. You can kind of track it back to fairly unpleasant home lives when they were younger. Like input in. Output out. So there's a certain programming that happens very, very young. And we know this. I mean, the whole of personal growth is based on this, getting rid of your trauma, understanding your belief systems. And also in personal growth, there's a very strong impetus on how you talk to yourself. How are you talking to that brain of yours? What are you saying to yourself? Because whatever you're saying to yourself, you're going to get the same thing repeated. And also, you're going to start looking for evidence of that, which is another piece of research that's coming out of AI. However, you are putting your questions for validation, the AI will give you information to validate your opinion. Okay, so it's not really very unbiased, it's very biased. And you can experiment with this for yourself in terms of AI, but also in terms of yourself. Again, there's books written about people who have belief systems that they're unlucky, and then they never find the stuff that's there, and all the lucky people find it. I can't remember what the book's called, but there's a whole bunch of research that is very to do with the psychology of our own output. So if you color and filter your world a certain way, the universe will reflect back at you. So the reason why I was pondering this was because I was thinking, well, the whole of consciousness, right? If we're looking at the bigger, broader picture of it, the what am I, as opposed to the who am I as a person, the what am I actually, when I drop below all these belief systems, when I'm in deep meditation and there's not really that many belief systems happening, there is a awareness that still remains. And that awareness that still remains is the same awareness. If you think back to when you were 5 or 6 or your first memories, it's the same essence. Like, there's nothing different. You might believe different things. You might feel differently in your body. Your body might feel different. But the essence of what was conscious, what was aware, what was watching, what was observing is exactly the same. That hasn't changed at all. And that aspect is really the curiosity here for us to explore. Because that's the essence that if we sit with, we become much more familiar with it. And it becomes, it kind of, it opens. So it starts to show itself more. And then the belief systems that we load on top of our personality becomes, I mean, they're still there, right? But it becomes a lot more difficult to believe in them. Or to feel that the drama and the pressure and the all the shit basically is the real thing. And it becomes much more obvious that the essence of our being is the real thing. That's the real thing. And that essence of being is always there. And it's very neutral. Like it doesn't judge anything. So the only thing that's judging is the personality structure. that we have built on top of it, or that has been built on top. I'm not even gonna kind of make it personal. It's a very impersonal thing. Okay, so it's like when we were younger, we had very open energy systems, and of course, we trusted fully the information we got as children. And so we built these structures based on the information we got. Really, like AI. Like AI is all about input. I'm going to give you all this information, and then you can sift through all this information and you can give me an answer. Now, for those of us who've been playing around with these chat box, you know that actually the information that's coming back is very narrow because they also have to filter. And what happens is that the AI starts to filter based on your queries. And then it filters more and more and more, which is exactly what happens in our brain. In fact, our brain holds millions times more information and carries out millions more functions than at our AI at the moment, believe it or not. I mean, it's incredible what our brains are doing. And so they are fil it is filtering things, and it is like an incredibly powerful organic form of AI, but at the same time, it's not personal. It's really not personal. And then we build this personality structure that we become identified with. And when I say we, I'm talking about the essence. Don't really know how to word it, but it's like the everythingness. That somehow or other, it's like this magical thing, right? That somehow or other it's peering through our eyes. Like, even that is crazy. And so you've got that craziness going on. And then at the same time, you've got this kind of sweet innocence of bonding with the AI. And then we name it. Some of you might have named your AI. I know this is happening. It's weird, by the way. But no more weird than giving ourselves a name, right? Like, I have a name. I've named my AI Elaine. My carbon-based organic AI. I'm Elaine. How do you do? It's kind of funny, right? It's really kind of funny. And I think when we approach it like that, and I think when we start to unravel this and we start to see that this programming is happening anyway, like it's really, I go around reacting to things without any real effort or consciousness on my part. Like when I get a piece of news, so the AI of Elaine is like got this plan, wants to, this happened to me recently actually. I got this plan and I'm going to do this thing, and then suddenly information comes from outside says, no, you're not going to do that. That door is shut. The level of disappointment, grief, confusion that happens in my system, even though the essence of the universe that is quite active in me is like, oh, this is okay. It doesn't care. Like, it seriously doesn't care, right? It's like, oh, all right. It's neutral. But the AI of Elaine is trying to adjust itself, herself, like navigate, oh, this isn't what I was expecting. All this new data is coming in. I'm having to recalibrate. And as that is happening with the organism, it is recalibrating, and that recalibration also comes out as emotion, and it comes out as body adjustment, intense tiredness, like cl a closing down happens. And this is just me, right? You might deal with it differently. So there is an organic response that happens with disappointment, and I don't necessarily think it, because it's not personal, right? It's happening. And then if I was to think, oh, no, I shouldn't be doing that because I'm more spiritual than that, and blah, 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 which is just more AI, by the way. It's just now you're shoving in the spiritual program. I mean, these are all just programs. And so then what happens is that you suppress the body adjusting to the new information, and that suppression locks into the system another layer of repression, suppression, suffering, whatever. And so the freedom really is as essence, as the observing energy that is pervading this organic AI. Am I making any sense? I really don't know. Kind of makes sense to me. Because what I noticed is that just through the opening of, okay, new information is coming in, this structure is recalibrating its calculations, not spending too much time on chasing those recalibrations, because that doesn't really help, right? It's chasing into the future, chasing into, oh, maybe that means this, maybe it means that. That stuff is not really that important. It's the calibration of the body with the new information right now that will kind of open the door for the next thing. Maybe, who knows? Maybe not. But the overthinking of it is irrelevant. It's more the process of realizing that you are not the AI, you are not the personality structure. There is something else that is aware of all of this. And I think that's why, for me, the meditative part is so important. Like, I know there's a lot of talk in non-duality that, oh, you can't really help it anyway. You're not in charge anyway. It doesn't really matter anyway, blah, blah, blah. But I know for me personally, if I didn't sit and just like sit with the essence under the noise of the AI chatbot, mine is really noisy. It's like that meme with the cat. So funny. I have a very neurodiverse family, but that's not me. I'm totally normal. Anyway, enough of that. So the blah blah blabbing, when you sink into a more meditative, where there's no inquiry going into the chat, right? It's just quiet, it's nice and quiet. The computer's idling. And then you can really get a sense of that essence. That essence becomes, it's right there, right? It's always there. And it's almost like always happy for attention. I know, is it? Who knows? But it feels like that when you're there. It opens more. And that's really when I think you see all this stuff. So there's no real pathway that I'm kind of telling you guys to do. I don't really believe there is a pathway, honestly. So whether it's with your Reiki, whether it's with your meditation, your yoga, whether it's just going for a walk and really being present and not getting lost in thought, like all of this stuff, whatever it is for you, just do it. But pay attention to where your attention is. Are you, it's a very, it's because it's so sticky. Are you lost in thought? In other words, has thought identified with, has it grabbed you so much that you believe everything that's coming in without any discernment? Or are you able to get into those moments where you are simply with that essence? And that essence is just all encompassing. And does it help to think of yourself as an AI program? It helps me. It helps me because it also gives me compassion for others as well. When other AIs are coming and like at me, like, yeah, well, you're just an AI as well. Like, when I chat with Chat GPT or these other AI bots, I don't give them much weight. Like, they're not sentient. And so when you start to realize that you're not sentient either, it helps. Helps me. Anyway, thought for the day. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about that. Until next time, thanks.